It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hi there. Welcome. Football Tuesday. Haven't sold it? Obvious question. Why not? Thanks for being with us. We'll talk to Sal Capaccio, Ross Tucker. Ross moving to 5 today. Sal at 4, Ross at 5. Adjust your game programs.
All right.
Has the show ever sounded older? 9 openings. Is it interesting that none of them is filled yet? I mean, not that Pittsburgh should have a new coach already, but some of these other teams, the Giants, Tennessee, what are they waiting on? Mike Tomlin? Maybe?
Maybe. I don't know.
What's the rush?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. As the playoffs just begin, we're through 1 week of the playoffs. Are there normally coaching hires by now?
Maybe one.
I feel like there maybe, but that's like got to be a real specific, like we know we just want that guy kind of thing. Like
but now,
everybody wants to play the field, and you can't talk to everybody. Like Joe Brady couldn't talk. Not that he's the hottest candidate in the world or anything, but he couldn't talk. The way the rules are, he couldn't talk to anybody until this week. They had to get through their wild card game before
yesterday.
Before he could talk. So, you know, teams, if they want to avail themselves of the entire pool, sometimes you got to wait until, you know, you get through a week of playoffs.
Sorry to spring this on you, but is there a coordinator, like say it's not Brady right now, that's whose team is still active that is hot? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't think I exactly know either. There's probably a Rams guy.
There's always a Rams guy.
But Shula, they're DC.
Okay.
I just know, right? I mean, there's not anybody that's sort of
super hot. There's not Ben Johnson. No. Is there a Ben Johnson level guy? Yeah, Shula's not that. But he's been mentioned, just like Brady's been mentioned. But is there a monster candidate that everybody's waiting for?
Bienemy.
I don't.
Right? Bienemy. Is that only 3 years ago? Why isn't anybody talking to him?
Yeah.
Where are the interviews? Okay, well, then there were some, but didn't happen. Steve Spagnuolo, is his name in the pool?
Yes, his name's been mentioned. I've seen his name reported.
They've been off for a month.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just seems like it might be a thing that teams are waiting for what happened to Tomlin or John Harbaugh to happen. And I don't know if there's anybody else, but I can't think of, if it's not Joe Brady, I don't know who it is. Jeff Hafley is a name from Green Bay, but they lost. So maybe he'll be the first. I'd like to bet on who the first hire is. Kevin Stefanski has 2 Coach of the Year awards.
I'll bet this Houston defensive coordinator is going to get attention, even though it's D'Amico Ryans. Like that guy, like, is the architect of. I mean, it's a sickly talented defense, which doesn't necessarily help him.
I don't know his name,
but I don't either. I saw his face 10 times last night, but I never paid attention to what his name is. But I'll bet that could be a guy. But what is everybody waiting for? Everyone might be waiting because they want to make sure they don't hire someone before they get a chance to hire John Harbaugh, if they want to. Like, it might be a thing where there's a logjam at the top because you've got such, and now that, I don't know what Tomlin, I mean, if Tomlin makes it known he wants to take interviews, then the same thing will happen with him. Like, teams that have vacancies will want to talk to and see if, do I have a shot at this guy? If I have a shot at this guy, I'm not going to hire that guy. You know, and there's only a couple of this guys. Right now, Harbaugh is the only this guy. And he's readily available, but he's taking his time. So that it might be a sort of like free agency. You know, I got my sights set on this receiver, but if I don't get him, I got to go shopping over here. Maybe. I don't know. I'm just guessing. You did spring it on me. It's not something I thought a lot about. But
deep down, between friends, it bothers me that a coach who just got let go, or I don't know, maybe he quit, after being in his job for 19 years is younger than I am.
Oh, yeah.
That bothers
that
me.
That should bother you.
That Mike Tomlin was born in March of 1972, which makes him younger than me, has always been a problem, and now it's a big one.
He's even younger than me.
He's way younger. Listen, easy math. If he's younger than me, don't have to do the math on that. Well, how hard do you want to work today?
Boy, that feels like a very loaded question.
It is.
Because I
think you'll enjoy this.
I don't think, okay. It implies I'm not going to like what you're about to say. I feel like the way you asked me.
No, I'm
that.
Just doing it for the, the fans. Our fans, by the way, as the copy is written. 28 head coaches have won a playoff game since Tomlin. How many do you think you can name?
Oh, wow. Wow.
If you wanted to attack this, anybody who wants to attack this, I would recommend go backwards. Like from last night.
This weekend, right?
Backwards. Right. But it's 28 coaches. You know, when we were kids, that was the number of teams. Or when you were a kid, it was more than the number of teams. 28 coaches have won playoff games since Tomlin's last. I'm not trying to, rip them. Everybody else has done that. We've done that enough times. He punts all the time.
But he had an incredible...
It's
an incredible...
excited they lost.
It's such an incredible run.
I loved the last hour and a half of that game last night. I loved it.
I turned it off.
Oh, how could you turn that off?
The fumble recovery. I mean, I waited one more. The Rankins, the what do they call them? The big man, whatever. Scoop and score. I think I waited. Pittsburgh got the ball back. Nothing happened. And I'm like, all right, I'll just if there's a comeback in here, I'll read about it in the morning. So I missed the last pick six and whatever one Houston drive, I guess, for a touchdown.
I thought every morsel of that second half was delicious.
I hate Rodgers as much as anyone, but
I'm so glad they're gone.
Watching him, there was a sack that he took where. He looked like me trying to navigate icy stairs. And full disclosure, that doesn't necessarily go great for me.
Well, you're holding on to something.
Right, but he just, like, the pocket collapsed around him, and he just sort of tripped down a lineman or something. Like, nobody even touched him. He's like, I'm old! And he fell down, and...
Did he get up and wave his arms? Like, why weren't you over here?
I don't think after
did
that
you
one.
Did you see the play where he threw it deep to Austin?
Yes.
And he complained?
Yes.
He was like, he was angry. He was hot.
He was on the bench gesturing like in, out with his hand. And yeah, he's.
That's my least favorite
not gonna miss
athlete
him.
Ever. Yeah. Whoever does that. I mean, sometimes you see that when your kids are playing sports and the kids are nine. And there's one kid who's really good. But he's always mad at the other kids because they don't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 50.
Yeah.
And he's out there just it wasn't even like egregious at all. And then they kept going back and forth from Rodgers on the sideline with his, toque on to Calvin Austin, who's, I think, kind of hiding from him off to the side, but he's also like in the meeting.
He's with the receivers, I thought.
Oh,
I don't know if they
God.
Were in the same meeting, but yeah.
Who has ever been more insufferable as, don't say us, or me, as an athlete than Rodgers?
No, he's the worst.
He is like the worst ever.
He is, yeah.
And then he's, of course, in there last night lecturing the media. Oh, the Twitter fans, they don't know anything. Like, just... Go away, please. I want Rodgers to go farther away than I ever wanted Brady to go away. And I lost on that. I mean, Brady is, there's a podcast. Oh, it's every Sunday. I was rooting last night when the schedule came out that the Bills would not get Fox because I can't take either of those guys. Like, that was what was on my mind when the schedule, please not Fox. And thank goodness we're like, there's no chance of Fox.
No, right, yeah.
I thought Romo was Aaron Rodgers
at this point either. But
I'm fine. Romo is a million times better for me than Fox. Like, just he's not going to offend you. You might not think he's trying, right? That's the thing with Romo?
Kind of, yeah.
But he's not going to offend you. Is he going to tell you all day on Saturday how good Denver is if you didn't know it? Like, maybe that's what he did with Jacksonville.
Yeah, right.
Remind you over and over and over this team is actually good,
even
though you're not used to them being good. I don't know. Well, do you want to play this game?
Sure, I can play this game.
All right. 28 coaches have playoff wins since Mike Tomlin's last. So 2017 and up. Go.
Okay. Well, last night's guy obviously won, and he's won before. D'Amico Ryans is on this list.
All right, good.
So he's on this list. I'm going to just look at. I'm going to look at the standings.
Do it. I don't mind.
Sean Payton has won a playoff game since 2016 is when it is. When is Tomlin's last?
17 and up.
17 and up. Okay. No, I don't think that they that New Orleans was bad up until he left there for a few years. I don't know. Zach, do you think can Zach help? Do you think Sean Payton's on this list?
I think he has a little bit left in the juice there with New Orleans. Okay. He's got one.
Sean Payton.
Yep.
All right.
Three.
Mike Vrabel.
Sure. I mean, Sunday.
Yeah. And with you, with Tennessee since 2017, too. So McDermott's on this list.
Yes.
No. No. These people are still employed. Zach Taylor.
Yes. He's five.
Andy Reid.
17.
Right. 28 coaches of teams. Well, there aren't even 28 coaches currently employed. So I need guys that have won. So Kevin Stefanski's on this list.
Sure.
Okay.
Won. Sorry, I skipped against him. Pittsburgh.
I skipped him, but.
But he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He wasn't at the game.
I think he gets credit for it, though.
You see, Andrew tweeted about Pitt hired the coach, Pitt, like the college, hired the coach who was in Stefanski's stead that night. And Andrew's like, that's how bad it is. But the last, a coach who's beaten the Steelers is being hired as an assistant by Pitt.
Yeah, right. That's
Pfeiffer, I think.
That's low. Yeah.
So, yes.
Pete Carroll is on this list.
Yes.
Did I say Andy Reid already?
Yes.
Okay.
Pete Carroll won Seattle. At some point,
Tennessee
along
would be
the
Vrabel,
way.
And nobody since him, so that there's nobody else there. The Jets haven't been to the playoffs.
How dare you?
I think I'm done with the AFC unless I'm skipping someone that is farther back that I'm not thinking of.
Okay.
But for now, John Harbaugh. I didn't say John Harbaugh.
Harbaugh.
For some reason, I started on this quest skipping the guys who aren't employed anymore. Bill Belichick is on this.
Belichick has five playoff wins since Tomlin's last.
Right. Who was the Jaguars coach when they beat the Bills in the playoffs?
Oh, great question.
Was that
Doug Marone?
Was that Peterson? No, it was Marone. Doug Marone is on this list.
Marone has two.
One of which against the Steelers.
The next week against Tomlin.
Right? Wow. Yes, I had to go back. is there another? Oh, Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien against the Bills.
Against the Bills, Houston. Yeah, see, I skimmed through thinking of the current guys, and I didn't think of the past guys.
You're doing well.
So now I'm all scrambled because now I feel like I got to backtrack.
Okay, well.
Is there anyone in Denver besides Peyton that we need to consider?
No.
Did John? No.
No.
Right? No. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your being so.
I'll be your friend here.
So quick. To do that.
There are multiple coaches who won playoff games this weekend you need to think about, but not
anybody who
coached
Denver. I feel
like
I'll get to them once I get to the NFC. I think I have exhausted
the current coaches
in the AFC. All right. Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson is correct.
Nick Sirianni is correct.
Yes, even though they lost. Six.
Sean McVay.
Yes.
Kyle Shanahan.
Nine. Nine.
Matt LaFleur.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, Matt LaFleur. Yes.
They won in Dallas.
Yes.
That blowout in Dallas.
Just not this weekend.
Right.
I had to dig for that.
O'Connell, no. Right?
Kevin O'Connell.
They lost to the Giants. Was that him?
Yes. And they lost to the Rams.
Right. And so.
He's a zero.
Is there anybody who's before him?
That's the name you need.
Mike Zimmer?
Mike Zimmer.
Zimmer has two.
Good job, Zach.
Zim.
Dan Campbell is correct.
Dan Campbell.
There probably is not another Lions guy before him. I'm guessing.
Fonts. No, somebody from the 50s would be the Lions.
Sorry, I got to Tampa, and I'm immediately going to Bruce Arians.
Right. Five.
Right. But Tampa won. Didn't they beat somebody. Did they beat Philly?
They did.
And that was Bowles.
That's right.
Okay, so Bowles is on this list.
Yes, he is. Playoff winning coaches since Mike Tomlin's last playoff win.
The Washington guy.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn. It's Snyder in my head. I'm like, that's not right. That's the former owner.
Snyder.
Not him. Brian Daboll is on this list.
Yes.
With that Minnesota game.
That's
just
right.
Connecting dots here. Arizona, no, I don't think so. How many have we got? Were you counting?
You're around 20 or 21.
Wow.
I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah.
One Super Bowl winner I don't think you've mentioned. You mentioned John Harbaugh. He also won one. You mentioned Sean Payton, who also won one. The rest are one-timers. One's in broadcasting. One was the coach of the Bills.
That seems pretty significant.
One was the quarterback of the Bills.
Frank Reich.
Yes, Frank Reich.
Wow.
That was in Houston.
Okay.
My friend won a first touchdown bet on Eric Ebron. In that game, the Colts blew out Houston in the playoffs. That was Reich. Yep.
Coach of the Bills. Rex is too far back.
At Arrowhead. Like to see the current coach of the Bills maybe win one playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium. This guy did it. Not going to happen this year.
I'm stumped on that.
Malarkey.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah. I feel like I'm in the weeds now.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to get... did I say
Doug? Oh, there's another former coach of the Bills.
Wait, Doug Peterson's on this list.
Peterson's right.
Yeah.
There's another ex-Bills coach on this list. Head coach. What game was this? Okay. Who did they beat? That's a good one.
I don't know.
Anthony Lynn.
Oh, wow.
Who did they beat?
That's with the Chargers?
Yes. Would that be... That's not in the Marvin Lewis Bengals era, right? That's post that.
Yeah, I don't know. Being liberal with Bill's coach there.
He counts.
Okay. All right.
We didn't get the broadcaster names right.
I'm not arguing that he counts. It's just he wasn't like a hire. He just took over because somebody else got fired. And that's the easy one.
They beat Lamar.
Really? His rookie year.
That's the game in Baltimore.
He's
the coach of the Chargers.
Where
they
played all like defensive backs instead of heavy people. And just, they couldn't. They had like seven DBs on the field at a time, and the Baltimore didn't know what to do.
There are two ex-Dallas coaches you haven't mentioned.
Mike McCarthy. I had thought of him earlier, and then I just moved on.
This is a funny one.
Is it Wade Phillips?
No.
Jason Garrett.
All right.
That would be 18. They beat Seattle with Russell Wilson. I didn't pay close attention to that game. I was out, but they beat the Seahawks and they lost to the Rams the next week. Jason Garrett. That's maybe everybody.
Is there an Atlanta guy anywhere? No.
Quinn.
Oh, Quinn. Right. Okay.
I think you've named everybody now. Stefanski, McCarthy, Garrett, Reich. Bill O'Brien, Anthony Lynn, Pete Carroll, Bowles, Malark. I think that's everybody. All right, good job.
I feel like we did all right there. I mean, we got in the 20s, and then you had to help us along here. But
so there are...
That's a lot of people.
Three... Pete Carroll doesn't count. He was an assistant here. Three Bills head coaches have won playoff games more recently than has Mike Tomlin. I mean, not to hammer them. What happens to Mike Tomlin? What happens to John Harbaugh and what happens to Mike Tomlin? Are they going to TV? Are they like going right back on the field? Does Mike Tomlin want to go right back on the field and just take over the Giants or something? I wouldn't. Take a breath.
I mean, there's a lot. Everyone's guessing, I think. I don't know that anyone really knows. But there has, like, a lot of the reporters have sort of kind of decided he's going to take a year off. He'll go, anybody, TV, anybody wants him. He can pick his spot. They'll put him on there for a year. And that's kind of what, that is exactly what Cowher did when Cowher stepped down. And then he never went back. Like, right? We talked about him for a hot minute here, maybe more than once, as an idea in the mid 2000s. I feel like, right, Donahoe Cowher connection, and that never happened. And he just decided to just stay there. That could happen to Tomlin. He could get out and realize, like, not everybody misses the juice. Like, a lot of people do. Like, they need it. Brady is quintessentially this person. Like, I need something that is competitive. You're right. And I'm not necessarily saying that about broadcasting for him, but the ownership stake in the Raiders sort of is filling that void for him. Maybe Tomlin will get the TV and just realize he likes hitting the buzzers. It's just like sitting there chuckling with James Brown and everybody. I don't know.
We're going back like 20 years now, literally. But it never made sense to me that somebody like Bill Cowher or Jimmy Johnson would ever be, like, fulfilled.
Yeah.
Sitting in that room, overreacting to everybody. I mean, they're not quite Nate Burleson, who screams in laughter anytime anybody, like, they asked him last week, somebody brought up last week, like, the last time the Steelers lost a Monday night game, which, by the way, now is last night. And he's like, oh! I mean, somebody's job on these shows is to be like, oh,
yep.
Even though they already know what's coming. But it's adjacent to that. Bill Cowher, Jimmy Johnson, these shows are so bad. And somehow they're like, there's enough money, I guess, in it where, like, type A 20-hour a night, coaches are like, that's enough for them. It never has made sense to me that it's enough for me.
Like, it definitely is enough for me.
I work 5 hours a day, and that's way too much. I could barely stand it.
Yeah.
But those guys being like ex-players, like Cowher, and just how is it ever enough for him? Jimmy Johnson just wanted to go on his boat, I guess. And just like, it was always incredible to me that they never got back in. And that will not happen, right? Like, Jimmy Johnson is done.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean,
he's done with broadcasting now.
Yeah, almost, he's so far gone. I mean, that's why I said about Tomlin. I think it's the exception far more than the rule, but it's possible that somebody that's been that way their whole life stops it and does something, whether it's TV or something else, and realizes, I like me right now. This is where this works. I this is good. I like this. My wife likes this. I like this. I'm present. Okay. I think I could do this. I can not be like married to such a high pressure, demanding job.
Interesting to think about Matt Ryan today for this, who was also on that CBS show.
And he's leaving to go to Atlanta.
He left. And, I mean, everything he says is kind of, like, obvious and trite, but he's like, you never really miss the juice, or you do miss the juice. You want to be, what did he say? He's like,
you never replace it.
Wins and losses. Hmm. You know, in so many words, he said, on CBS, there are no wins and losses. I wanted that. I came back for that. And I'm sure they gave him, sick money, and he's completely, I'm sure, like, terribly unqualified. But, good for him. It's nice nice to get that when you can get it. Yeah, I just, we'll see what happens with Tomlin. I just don't want to see him take, like, the Tennessee job or something. Like, just take a break.
I hope he
Your
does.
Stock goes
I hope he
up
does, too. Sure it does.
In a year.
Yeah.
If you step away from it first. All right.
I mean, Harbaugh could do the same thing, but he's taking all these interviews, and it feels to me like I would guess right now he takes a job somewhere.
Hopefully Pittsburgh.
Would be awesome.
That would be awesome. The owner of the Ravens today
said as much.
Reacted to the Tomlin news, like, just maybe they switch chairs. We will have Sal Capaccio at 4 and Ross Tucker at 5 today. Also, Paul Hamilton at 6. Sean McDermott speaking now, or he's supposed to be. We'll check in on what the latest injury news is. No off day for the Bills with the game being on Saturday. So that's coming up. Sal's analysis as well in just over half an hour. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Thanks for joining us. This is WGR.
Only if John takes the Pittsburgh job. Wow, wouldn't that be interesting? Good for Mike. I love Mike. I mean, I've admired Mike for 18 years. And that's really shocking that he did it that way. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Thank you. I right back at you. I've admired Steve Bisciotti for 18 years as well. And how I did it, I mean, what can I say? What I did was, if you don't know, it's probably pretty clear, but what you don't know is perhaps I took the recycling bin out to the road yesterday, even though where I live, it's very windy. And I basically stood there for 3 hours until the truck came. Because if I don't, everything just blows away. Like the bin goes down and everything's everywhere. Like all these, you know, paper towel holders. And
you're close to the river, too, and that could pollute.
It's just all the worse.
You don't want that.
All the worse. So I appreciate his appreciation. Okay. Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is who he's speaking of there. And both the Ravens and Steelers have made coaching changes. The two longest tenured coaches in the NFL are both out after almost 20 years. Tomlin is 19. Harbaugh, I think, is 18. And then next is Andy Reid, who had a pretty good run before taking on Kansas City when he was the Eagles coach. So he's got two long, like 10-plus year stints. And then McDermott. So at the moment, McDermott is the second longest tenured coach in the NFL.
With McVay and somebody else. Is it Kyle Shanahan?
Maybe.
There's three guys that are the same. McDermott, McVay, and there's another
17?
Guy. And I think it's Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. 8 years in.
Yeah.
Not sure there's any particular aspect of the Bills' last decade that's more incredible than that they would have Than they would have the second longest tenured coach in the NFL. Ever.
Right. That's quite a change.
I mean, Belichick existed in the league. Just, McDermott was going to outlast all these guys, and he has. So pretty good. Tyrell Shavers, out for the year. Torn ACL. He joins Gabe Davis as having that injury from the Jacksonville game. And so one more man down at wide receiver.
Holy cow.
This is Black Swan again. Like they are so – the fates – are so enjoying this narrative with wide receiver that they're just like, okay, you don't have the right guy or guys. We're just going to take a couple of the guys you don't really care that much about away and then see what you can do. So what is it right now? Cooks, Coleman, Shakir.
That's it on the roster right now. They've opened the practice window for Samuel. So, I mean, I would think the pressure is going to be pretty high for him to clear whatever hurdles need to be cleared to demonstrate that he's capable of playing, because they need him now. They need him just to get four guys. Hardman's on the practice squad with Shavers and Davis, I would assume, headed to IR. Then you can move him so you don't have to worry about elevations and just put Hardman on the roster. I feel like he's the next guy up. They did sign a guy today to the practice squad. I had the name here, Wilkerson, at receiver.
Wilkerson,
yes.
Sounds like a Madden name.
So, man, to go, you know, yeah. Nobody liked their receivers, you know, as far as a contending team goes, it's like an incredibly lacking receiver room. To lose two of those guys in a wild card game to the same injury is just torturous. This year has just been all-time brutal with injuries with them. And, you know, you think you get to the playoffs, like, okay, maybe, no. It's just bam, bam, bam. Really tough. I mean, I don't know what you would have expected. Shavers plays all the time. Run blocking, like, you're probably going to hear a lot about that. Keon Coleman wants to put himself in any kind of good graces. He could go block his ass off on Saturday because the Shavers does a lot of the dirty work. So did Gabe Davis. That was part of the book on him when he was here the first time. Was they loved him so much because he was, you know, kind of egoless for a receiver and willing to do whatever it takes and all that kind of stuff. And I just, man, they just don't, they got three guys on the roster right now. I mean, I'm sure they'll address it quickly. You know, Hardman, Samuel, whatever.
Samuel's back.
He's got to be. If he's healthy enough to start practicing, I don't want to speak too soon, though. They'll have an actual practice tomorrow. It's like every week for 2 months, somebody's gone down on Wednesday. That, you know, started the day whole and then, oh, limited, you know, someone stepped on him or whatever happens, turn an ankle. But, yeah, I mean, Samuel, I think, yeah, I just said it. The pressure to get on the field is going to be immense just returning from whatever the injury was. So, I mean, that's an experienced guy that was good for them in the playoffs last year. But, I mean, he hasn't played in more than a month. Maybe longer.
Did make a play against Denver last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But Shavers, Sean McDermott said today, tore an ACL in the first half on Sunday and was on the field for like the rest of the game.
Right. He went to the locker room early, I think, before halftime. So I remember seeing him walking with a trainer up the tunnel at some point. But he came back and finished the game with a torn ACL. Man,
I know. It's just like a continuing troll job by the fates, by the gods.
I was joking around Sunday night with a friend of mine after we found out about Gabe Davis. Like, I wonder how long it takes for someone to call the station. I didn't necessarily think it had to be our show to ask about like Odell Beckham Jr. or something.
You see Joe's idea?
No, I have not.
Are you sitting down?
Was it that?
Amari Cooper.
Okay, right.
I don't know. Quote, knows the offense?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
Well.
Oh, wow.
Can they win this game this way? You can't really assume no, because that's been the theme of the season, is they don't have enough talent at wide receiver, and these things are relative. I mean, it wasn't that they signed players or traded for players. They didn't get Waddle. You know, they didn't do such that they had, quote, fixed the problem, so they're up here. They never got up here. They're just down here, and now they've lost a couple of guys. I mean, Shavers, respect for big body and special teams and blocking, and kind of Davis is the same, not special teams so much, but the same kind of role and body type and everything for what they want.
Well,
that's always been what they want. Somebody at that position to provide them is like that kind of size. And these guys don't do that. Curtis Samuel doesn't come in and provide you a blocking element against edge rushers or whoever, blitzing linebackers.
That's why I mentioned Coleman. Like, he's the big body.
Coleman is it.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, you're not asking Shakir to do that. You know, maybe chip an edge guy on the way out in a pattern or something. I saw some highlights of Davis doing that, but again, bigger body. The best you can do is if the guys they had weren't all that great or all that good anyway, then they should be pretty replaceable.
That's what I'm saying.
That's too. The best you can do, but even then, it's like, you know, is Hardman? I mean, I just don't know. It's so bad.
Well, it's interesting to think about, like, what does it mean for Denver, or to Denver, I should say. What does it mean to Denver? Your point about Sertan going back a year. What do you do with Sertan against a team like this? Do you just like not worry about who the number one is? I heard Joe this morning talking about how important Cooks is. Because Cooks gets down the field, and maybe for Denver, Sertan is Cooks, or Cooks is Sertan's
maybe.
Like, job one. But, you know, what Coleman, to be optimistic, what Coleman can do, contested catches, you know, big body again, like somebody who maybe if he runs the right routes and doesn't screw up in some other way, like he could be somebody that, it's not impossible that you get a game from him.
No.
And Kincaid is also like sort of ready for the next bigger game. It gets tiring to sort of lay out the case for Kincaid. Even Sunday, like you got a touchdown from him. There were three catches from him. maybe the first pass that went to him was like the story. One story from this game was how Allen couldn't miss. And he missed when it was third down on their first drive and it was like a mile away from Kincaid. It reminded me of last year. And now we talked about why is this guy's, you know, whatever it is.
His catch rate, whatever.
50%. Yeah. Why is it so low with Allen versus everybody else? And the first pass, I think it was the first pass he got against Jacksonville was like just, he's falling to the ground way far away from where the ball is. The whole rest of the game was not like that at all.
Right.
But, you know, you take what you can get, and maybe it's we're back to wish casting for Coleman and Kincaid, I guess, and 3 for 70 from Brandon Cooks and 10 for 70 from Shakir. I guess that's what we should hope for.
I think if I'm Denver, I think I do. I mean, the guys you have that are healthy, whatever kind of pitch count they've been on or whatever rotation they were using that's been driving everybody crazy, like, that's got to be over. Like Cooks, Coleman, and Shakir, I would think, have got to play, even if Samuel is healthy and Hardman gets on the active roster, which is what I predict happens. Those are going to be your five receivers, I would bet, sitting here today, barring some name that's out there in the wind that I, you know, Amari Cooper, for example. Those are your five. Those top three have got to play like 80% of the set. Like they just have to. I'm not going to have a timeshare with Mecole Hardman at this point. Like those guys have to play. And if that's the case, then yeah, I think Sertan. I think if I'm Denver, I'm just going to who's the most dangerous? Okay, Cooks is probably the answer to that. Yeah, I guess you could say Shakir. Like he might get more volume. Almost definitely will get more volume than Cooks, but. Who's going to really hurt you? I think my answer might be Cooks, which is crazy because that was like Thanksgiving week he got here. And now I'm at, well, they're just going to put Patrick Sertan on Brandon Cooks. Like me from Halloween would like a word. What? Who? What are we talking about?
You were not here during the holidays, the day I relived my own personal podcast nightmare. By inviting Dave Tripoli on the show, Philadelphia, the week of the Eagles game. And, you know, reliving the time when I was on his podcast at FFPC, asking me, all right, Shope, you're the big expert on Buffalo. This is 2 years ago. Who's the wide receiver we should draft in fantasy? I'm like, Claypool. Just like MVS, there was nobody you should have drafted in fantasy, and I wasn't wrong, but still,
right? That's that name didn't even make it out of the summer.
It's 2 years later, and one reason why I dragged Dave onto this show that week was to defend myself. Like, listen, did I really blow it? I mean, just there was nobody. Shakir is the closest thing. You don't want to start Khalil Shakir in fantasy football. Like, there was no right answer, and it's amazing that they're going to this game, and now the injuries are weighing in, and they just do not have it. 803-0550. Sal Capaccio at 4, the latest on the Bills' injuries with Sal. Ross Tucker has moved to 5 today. Paul Hamilton at 6. Paul has an article up at our website, WGR550.com. Mark Bergevin. Profiled. Another addition to the Sabres front office. The Sabres have home games tomorrow night and Thursday night after losing at home last night to Florida. We'll be right back. This is WGR.